Western Carolina University is keeping its campus open while transitioning classes online. BPR spoke to a university official about what students should do at this time. On a Thursday morning, the Cullowhee campus is mostly empty because of spring break. That break has now been extended through March 23rd. Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Sam Miller, says over 100 students are on campus, but all will need to weigh their options to figure out what plan of action is best for them.
There's going to be trade-offs, and students and their families are going to have to look at the situation and make some judgments about what's the best solution for that student and that family.
Western's demographics are similar to those of North Carolina overall, explains Miller. Many students are from the Triangle, where most confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the state have been reported. Meanwhile, rural students might not have good broadband access for online classes. These issues will factor into a decision to return to campus or stay home. Shared bathrooms in residence halls also poses an issue for self-isolation, says Miller.
There's very little space here on campus for us to actually implement a quarantine or a self-isolation scenario.
Miller wants to make it clear services on campus, such as dining halls and the health center, will remain open. In line with CDC recommendations, students are asked to call ahead to the health center for an appointment. Campus gatherings have been restricted until further notice. However, at this time, all construction projects on campus will continue on schedule. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.